Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We have a full house this morning, and we are going to talk about a big event coming up on November 4th and 5th next weekend in Spotsylvania. The Fredericksburg Wine Fest will take place at the Village at Town Center, and we're going to introduce you to some wineries that are here this morning that are participating. But before we do that, we're going to talk about just a little bit about the festival in general. Among those here is Gary Everett and Lisa Wright, both with MSTAT, the event management company that are participating and running a lot of this. Gary, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. The wine festival itself, this is something, this isn't a kind of a Johnny-come-lately kind of thing. This has been around here for a while.
This is the 27th year for the festival.
How did it start? Do you know any of the history of it?
There are a couple of members here that can answer that question a lot better than I can.
Okay, then we will get into that. Lisa Wright also here with MSTAT. Lisa, this must be a fun event for you and Gary and others to pull together and to bring to the community.
It is. As you know, I love community events, and it's great to see all the players come together, the wineries, cideries, the vendors, the food distributors, the band, and to put that together for our community. I'm looking forward to it.
11 to 5, Saturday and Sunday next week. And what are some things that people, just some of the logistics that people should know, Lisa, about this?
11 to 5, the parking's right there on site. They'll enter the wine fest. They'll be able to visit the wineries that are here this morning as well as some others. They'll be able to taste their products, purchase a glass of wine or a bottle of wine. We'll have food vendors there. There will be an area with some bales of hay where they can just have a seat and enjoy the music and sip one wine and just have a great time.
It's going to be a great weekend. We've got three wineries here today. Do you know overall how many will be participating next weekend?
I believe we have 10 wineries total. We also have a cidery and we have a meadery this year.
Okay.
Should be a good combination.
We're going to get into all that, but before we do, we're going to meet the wineries, and we're going to start with the person who came the farthest, Lee Reeder here from Burnley Vineyards in Barboursville. Lee, good to have you here this morning. You had to get up early to come in.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
You're in the Charlottesville area and along Route 20 there?
Yeah, we're north of Charlottesville, almost on the Orange County line.
Well, it's a great area for vineyards. Give us a little history of your place.
Well, my father was in the military, and in 76 we were transferred to Charlottesville, and he was thinking about things to do when he retired. And we met people starting vineyards and wineries, and we started planting grapes in 77. Had our first production in 1980, and then we sold grapes to other wineries from 80 to 83, and then started our own winery in 84. And then we're up to 32 acres of grapes right now.
Boy, you have seen the wine industry in Virginia change quite a bit since you got started.
Well, from like 12 to what, 280 something now. Yeah, it's a little bit of change.
Could you ever have guessed that it was gonna do that when
the explosion?
When yeah,
no, no, I don't think anyone would have guessed how popular wine would have gotten.
A lot of wineries in your part. Well, there's a lot of wineries now all over, but there always have been over in the Charlottesville area. I guess you've got good soil over there for what you do.
Well, I think it's a combination of soil, elevation, and of course people to draw from. And Charlottesville's always been sort of a place to go for the weekend. So there's just people there, and that. Definitely helps.
Yeah. Burnley Vineyards, if someone goes there, what are some of the things that you're known for, things that they can do over there?
Well, we're one of the few wineries that all the wines we make, we grow all the grapes. And all the wines are made in the property, bottled in the property. And we have, of course, our tasting room. We have picnic area outside, a deck. We have a banquet room that we do some special events. So it's definitely a family-run business.
That's got to be nice. I mean, a fun thing, and when you think about jobs you can have and things you can do, you're doing.
Well, there's good days and bad days of working with your family and your wife every day.
Well, and I guess with growing your own grapes and all, you keep track of. You're always watching the weather and things like that.
Oh, yeah, we watch the weather every day, and you know, and it's never ending with the farm, making the wine, the retail store. There's always something to do.
What's the busiest time of year for you?
Right now, finishing up harvest, making wines, doing festivals. You know, trying to get by with a little sleep as possible.
Yeah. How many years have you been involved with the Fredericksburg Wine Fest?
All 27 years.
Okay, so you're one of the people Gary was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll come back to you and have you talk about a little bit about the history and some of the things as we go along this morning. Sitting next to you this morning from Lake Anna Winery, Jeff Heidig. Jeff, good to have you here this morning.
Thanks for having us on.
I was telling you beforehand, we in the spring hear a lot about Lake Anna Winery, just with the events out there with the Renaissance Fair. But what a great spot you've got out there near Lake Anna.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're fortunate to be close to Lake Anna. We're a couple miles off the lake. But it's kind of a resort area during the summer. Of course, our seasons go from our typical resort times, like through May through September, October, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of traffic during that period of time. Right now it's a little bit slower, but it is becoming more of a year-round destination as far as for folks.
Lee talking about a family atmosphere in a family. I think that's the same situation with you.
We're second generation, much like Lee's family. There is a third generation. We'll see how that goes down the road. But my kids are interested but not necessarily involved at this point.
Yeah.
But my father had the vision, much like Lee's father, Claire. He had the vision back in the day, started the vineyard with intentions of only just growing grapes and selling the grapes to the wineries. In fact, we sold grapes to one of our members here, Ingleside, that's going to be there at this event next weekend. But, it's been an evolution there. It is difficult working with family, as Lee mentioned. I've got my brothers, my partner, and my father, of course, is right there on site. So there's a lot of integrated discussions in terms of what the directions and things like that we need to go.
How many acres are you out there? Because it seems like it's a lot of room.
The property is 70 acres, and there's about 20 acres of grapes. And you see, if you've heard about this Renaissance Fair, you know that in the backside of the property is where they hold about 10 acres back there where they just do all this medieval times kind of thing. That all's in the month of May is when all that takes place.
Yeah. Keeping track and keep watching, because when you go in there to when you go in there to Lake Anna Winery, you see the grapes. What's it like to take care of that many grapes?
We have some folks helping us, of course. It's quite a bit of an effort. Like I said, being in farming is like anything. You can get 3 good years out of 10, and then the others are sort of so-so. We've had a bumper crop this year. Gosh, I think everybody did really well. Coming off last year where we had such a disastrous situation come up. So we had one bad year, and then, of course, we had this one great year. So we'll hope to make some really nice wines going forward. This 2017 year ought to be got an interesting year to kind of compare down the road.
Have you guys been involved with the Fredericksburg Wine Fest before?
Since the very beginning. I think Lee's father, my father, Doug Flemmer from Ingleside, his father, and a few other folks got together and just kind of decided that we'd try to have an event here and try to pull people together, kind of get them interested in Virginia wines.
Okay. Well, I'll come back to both of you in a few minutes, and we'll talk about that. Also here this morning from Mattapani Winery in Spotsylvania is Jeanette Evans. Jeanette, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
What's the story with Mattapani?
Well, Mattapani is actually the name that comes from the four rivers, the Mat, the Ta, the Po, and the Nye. And as it comes together, it goes to the Native American Indian Reservation, which is the Mattapani Indians. We decided to bring out the history in Spotsylvania that has to do with the Native Americans, which also consists of Pocahontas and Powhatan and the Pamunkey. So that's where we went, only because in my culture, my father was Cherokee, and I thought I can incorporate my own culture into this.
What a great thing you're able to do. And it really puts kind of a different angle to all of this.
Yes, it does.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been making wine, my husband has been, for about like 20 years now. Right now we've opened up to the public about 13 years ago. And the land that we are, we have our tasting room, has been in our family for over 100 years. on my husband's side.
Yeah. Wow. That's exciting. That's exciting stuff, and especially just the history that you've got there that you bring to this whole thing.
Yes, and we're all excited. What's unique about our wines is that we do fruit wines as well as we do reds and whites, and our fruit wines are 100% fruit. We're not fruit flavoring or putting concentrate to anything. We actually have two farms that grow strawberries, and we work with Thurman Brisbane, bringing people in to take every cap off every strawberry and process it just like we do with grapes.
Wow!
So it's a process for sure.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. We're gonna want to hear some more of what goes on there, and from all of you as we go along this morning. It's the Fredericksburg Wine Festival. It is November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center. Gary Everett, Lisa Wright here from MSTAT, the event management company, and we've got some wineries here. Jeff Heide from Lake Anna, Jeanette Evans from Mattapani, and Lee Reeder from Burnley Vineyards. FredericksburgWine.com, the website for tickets and other information. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
27th Annual Fredericksburg Wine Fest coming up November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center in Spotsylvania. We have a number of the wineries here that are going to be involved in the event management company. Gary Everett and Lisa Wright from MSTAT. Boy, Gary, this is a – you talk about – being behind and working with events, this has got to be a fun one for you guys.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Well, and you're dealing, just as we've talked to just the three wineries that are here this morning, Gary, you just think there's so much family and history behind, and there's so many stories behind these and other wineries that are participating this morning and in the festival.
The ownership wineries, we have six that actually own the festival, and five of those six, it's been passed down through the years from the mother and father to the children and so forth. So there's a lot of history in the festival as well as the wineries themselves.
Boy, you think about things around in this area. This really is a unique, just that aspect alone, this makes it pretty unique.
Yes, there are other festivals in the area, but none have been around as long as the Fredericksburg Wine Festival. It's had four or five different locations over the years. This year or last year, we started at the town center at Spotsylvania. It's a large grassy area that we have there behind the mall. And we put all our vendors, our arts and crafts, plus the wineries and the food vendors.
I thought it had moved around, so that's yes. That's interesting. I was looking at this, thinking, I think I've done some shows on this before. We've talked about it, and so that answers that question. It seems like you take a look at everything. This is really in a lot of levels a really a family friendly event.
It is. We've tried to keep it family oriented throughout the years. It's hard for, in this day and time, for families to find a babysitter so they can come back during the daytime, enjoy an event, and go back home. If we have a little bit of entertainment for the kids, like we have a barrel train, it's unfortunate. The kids can ride it till about 1 or 1:30. After that, then the adults kind of get into riding the barrel train, and the kids get ejected.
Lisa, have you ever ridden the barrel train?
Actually, no, but I have operated it.
Okay.
Maybe this year's the first.
Now, Lisa, this is a rain or shine event.
It is. It'll go rain or shine both Saturday and Sunday.
So I guess you've got tents and things like that, and just in case.
We do have tents. Most of the vendors obviously have tents. And bottom line is, if you have a great glass of wine in your hand, some food, music, what difference?
Exactly.
It's a good time either way.
Well, one thing I noticed, and it's probably important to mention this, you don't want to bring pets. That is one thing. It's a no-pet event.
It is not a pet-friendly event, and we just do that for the courtesy to all the attendees, I think.
Yeah. Tickets, what's the best way to get tickets?
Best way right now is to go on the website, save a little bit of money, and do a pre-purchase, but they will be available at the gate as well.
And that website is FredericksburgWine.com, and it's a great it's got the information you need. You don't have it cluttered up with a lot of other things. It pretty much is just you get your tickets right there.
Correct. It's a direct hit button. They can go straight to the link. But if they want to linger, they can also find out the vendors that are going to be there, the food vendors and so forth, and get a good idea what the event will be like.
Jeff and Lee, with you guys having your families and your wineries have been involved in this from the start. I guess you have memories that go back a ways, and you've seen this thing grow.
Oh yeah, we started off at Ferry Farms, and that's where the first or second festival was, and then they did an excavation at Ferry Farms, and where we were was being torn up, so we had to move on, and that's sort of been our history, is moving on and trying to, adapt. But we try, we have the core wineries, our diverse wineries. We get together, or we get along personally really well together, and so it's always a pleasure when we have meetings with the wineries because we're all friends and business colleagues at the same time.
That is what's interesting. Over the years, as we've had wineries in here, and you notice it with the breweries in the area now too. Yeah. Everyone gets along. Everyone, a new one comes along, and everyone's offering tips and helping each other.
Well, I think we had more of that in the early days than we do now in the industry.
Everybody was just kind of searching for some ideas and clues and techniques and that kind of stuff. And we're competing against each other, I guess, directly, but our real competition is other states and other areas, that kind of thing. It's all, trying to help each other out so we can all work together and make something.
I sort of think that the old-timers, the guys that have been here 20 years, are more willing to call them up and say, hey, I'm out of filter pads. Can I borrow filter pads from you? Mm-hmm. And it's much more of it's just a better environment with the older wineries than some of the younger wineries, it's more of a competition and stuff.
The wines have really improved over the years. I know that. From the very beginning, I think Virginia was known for maybe some whites and things like that. Right. The reds really took a long time to develop. And now with the emphasis that has been placed on the wine making, the techniques, it's all really improved in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, but a lot of that has been the research, both in Virginia and worldwide in wine production. Wine's been commercially sold for 5,000 years. And the first person to study the science of winemaking was Louis Pasteur in 1870. So we've had a very short period of time of wine science. And that's what we're all benefiting from now.
Hey, have things changed a lot for you guys over the years, just with the technology and things, what you were doing 27 years ago, it's changed now?
Well, equipment-wise, absolutely. Harvest used to be like going to war. My record in 87 was 36 straight hours of crushing grapes. And now with our new press and stuff, it's almost a 7-to-5 job. And then with hybrid yeast that make fermentation a lot easier and all the other enzymes and stuff that we can use, it's just made winemaking a lot easier. And as Jeff said, the end product is a lot better than it was 15 years ago.
How did you use to crush grapes? Has the process changed a lot, the crushing grapes?
Well, our first crusher was mounted on a 6-foot stand, and we hand-fed grapes into it, and it gravity-fed our press. So it was a little dangerous and athletic. And now we have a gondola that the grapes go in, and the gondola feeds the destemmer, and then the destemmer feeds the press, so it's almost automatic now.
Lake Anna, we're fortunate. I shouldn't say fortunate, but we're still the same old methods. The time and true methods were used back 27 years ago are still applying today. So we haven't quite upgraded some of the areas that Lee has taken.
We're trying
to get up there.
We've gone through like four generations of evolution as far as winemaking.
The equipment actually is very expensive. So when we started out, we did it with gravity fed, and now with us being in business for, you know, a little over 10 years, we're able to put money towards a bladder press and pressure destemmer. Yeah.
I don't think bladder presses existed when we started. I don't know.
It's,
I don't know
a press that has like a liner on, like an inner tube on the inside of a cavity.
So it's much more gentle than what it used to
be. Squeezing the white grape out.
Right. Because what you don't want to get from the seeds and the skins is the bitterness by being brutal to pressing them.
I never thought of that, Jeff, but the technology then does when you can do certain things or not do certain things, right. will help the end product.
No question. That's been part of the evolution that the Virginia has seen over the years is technology's improved. Techniques have improved, and there's been a lot more emphasis, you know, from educational-wise. Virginia Tech now has an enology department where they put a lot of focus and emphasis on, too. So it's been a big cooperative effort, I think, across the board to why Virginia is now ranked in the top 10 as far as production quality. I think there's some wines. Some of these wines here have been ranked, that we'll see at this festival, have been ranked nationally and internationally as far as competitions and things.
I would think that being able to go to a festival like this, just meeting people, having your product there.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a great way to get out there.
Exactly. And a lot of people in Fredericksburg didn't know we existed. And, you know, you do a festival like this one, you meet a lot of people, and they're like, oh, you're here in Spotsylvania? And I'm like, yeah. So it's just, you meet a lot of people.
I guess, Jeff, in your case, too, you've got people Lake Ann is well known, but still, I'm sure you run into people that will say, exactly where are you located?
It's funny you say that because we'll come into Fredericksburg and we'll do wine tastings here, and they'll say, where are you located? We're Lake Ann. Well, where is that? Well, 20 minutes, 30 minutes away from the second largest lake in Virginia.
So yeah.
And it's just kind of a secret, I guess, to some degree, but it is becoming more known, and it is very helpful to get out and do these festivals. To kind of get a chance to spread the word and get it's a marketing effort, but we also, you know, I try to sell a little wine too.
And there's a lot of people moving into this area too. I mean, from Northern Virginia, and we're now also expanding to where people in Richmond are getting to know us. So,
well, and a lot of times people will think, oh, Lake Anna, that's so far out there. But with the way that especially getting around Spotsylvania High now has changed, and it's a pretty straight shot, and it surprises you how close you are.
Yep. No, it's not. It's real close. It took me about 30 minutes or so to get here from this morning.
Yeah.
To the studios here, which are downtown Fredericksburg, or, you know, outside of the Fredericksburg area. But there's a lot. Initially, it was more of a destination for vacationers, and you had campers, and then you had the people building houses, and now the people that live in there year-round. We've got some stores out there now that we never had before. So, I mean, it's evolving, evolution of the area has been growth, and of course Jeanette, being right in Spotsylvania County, shares that growth with us.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Fredericksburg Wine Fest, November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center in Spotsylvania. We're talking about that this morning. FredericksburgWine.com is the website. Gary Everett, Lisa Wright here, along with from wineries, Jeff Heidig, Lake Anna, Jeanette Evans from Mattapani, and Lee Reeder from Burnley Vineyards in Barboursville. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Fredericksburg Wine Fest, November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center in Spotsylvania. Gary Everett and Lisa Wright from MSTAT here, the event management company, and they have brought along with them this morning a few wineries. Jeff Heidig from Lake Anna, Lee Reeder from Burnley Vineyards, and Jeanette Evans from Mattapani. Lee, you and your family's been involved with the Fredericksburg Wine Fest since it got started.
Yeah, since the very beginning.
You being based in Charlottesville, how did this marriage take place?
Well, we had six original members that we all got along really well personally, and we made wine, and we wanted to have a better quality of event. event that cared more about the wines than just the draw of people, of getting people in the gate. And that's how it sort of started. And 27 years ago, there wasn't, in our opinion, a lot of quality events going on. And that's how we sort of got together and started it. And, you know, there's a few original wineries that dropped out for one reason or another, mm-hmm. retired, you know. But we've always had a great working relationship with each other, which is what I'm most proud of.
Well, and Jeff, you think about this with 27 years. I mean, this is a jewel for this community to have something like this.
Yeah, I think I agree with you 100%. And it's grown. Our event has grown from different venues. We've grown out of certain ones. Some we've had to move for other reasons. But it's a good marriage between the city and the counties and the wineries. The people. It's a fun event. Really fun.
Well, and I look at just the three of you here. Your wineries have kind of grown with what's happening in Virginia, because as we talked earlier, I mean, winemaking in Virginia has become big business, and you have all have kind of grown up and helped it become what it is.
Yeah, I think, my father first started was kind of a hobby, and we made probably the most we made at that time when he was starting out as a winery was probably 800 to 1,000 cases or something like that. We're up to about 5,000 cases now. But that's just over the years, things move forward and change and that kind of thing. It's just, we just try to keep up with everybody and produce some good quality product.
So we talk about the quality product, and are there certain wines or certain things that you guys have that is Lake Anna Winery?
Yeah, there's two specifically probably that would say signature wines. Our Spotsylvania Claret, which is a blend, kind of an Italian-style wine that's been real popular. And our label, it's kind of, there's a lot of Civil War history around, and our label kind of helps out with that in terms of, like, it identifies the Civil War battles that took place around here. And then the other is Lakeside Sunset, which is more of a fun and fresh fun wine as far as people just enjoying it, having a good time. Mm-hmm. Got to have a smile on your face when you drink that wine.
Do you have a favorite of what you do?
The Spotsylvania Claret is probably my favorite. I enjoy Italian food, and I always kind of pair that up with any kind of anything with Italian. It's just a fun, friendly, family-oriented wine in terms of kind of the old school, like, you know, an old Italian wine where you have Uncle Luigi and Aunt Maria and that kind of thing. So that atmosphere, that kind of helps out with that wine, I think.
Are you always working on something new?
Wine-wise?
Yeah.
There's always something in the back of our minds, but at the same time, we try to – it's difficult to kind of interject new things all the time.
So okay.
We'll have some new stuff coming out. Our latest wine that we've had is called Concerto, which is a blend as well, but it's a nice, refreshing blend.
Jeanette Evans with Matt Panay in yes. Spotsylvania, as we talk about this, what are some of your signatures or some of the things that you're known for?
Well, we're known for our strawberry wine because we have about five different strawberry wines that are out there where we did blends with grapefruit or blueberry, but again, 100% fruit. Our original has always been a big hit. We do some really nice reds and whites. My favorite is actually our Chardonnay right now. It changes depending on, you know, I guess the soil and how the wine turns out. But we're known for our fruit wines.
So do you have a favorite?
Yeah, it's our Chardonnay. I like our Chardonnay today. It just has a little combination of a little buttery on the finish and a little oakiness, which we work with California Flex Tanks, which is a little different on how everybody else processes their grapes. And their wines only just to preserve the flavors of the grapes, so you're getting more fruitiness coming through than too much oakiness.
Jeanette, it's your winery, but I'd like to say everyone that comes through the front gate mm-hmm. wants to know, where's the sangria?
Okay, yeah. Well, we're known for our sangria, too. Originally, we were partnering up with a friend of mine named Oki, and she actually made the original redneck wine glasses, which was the mason jar with the candle. We partnered up with her, and after she became very big and sold her to a main company that actually sells it at Bass Pro Shop and some of the other bigger stores, we decided to do something of our own with mason jars, and we did this sangria jar where we call it the Sunshine, Mama Panay's Sunshine. Mama Panay because it's my mom's recipe. But we put, red wine in with it or and different fruits, very natural. and it's been a big hit for us. It's a Sunshine Club, and refillable jars come back to us. And
you know, it's interesting talking to all of you, and you get this. I mean, you do a little bit of experimenting, but you also just the partnerships.
Yes.
Either within the industry or, you know, like you talk about the glasses and things like that. You're always looking for something to
new,
add.
Something different. Yeah. And yeah, we're always changing things up, but for the most part, sangria has been a big hit lately, and we just. And what's interesting is I have a sister. It's a family owned winery. So I've got my mother that handles cheesecakes. I got my sisters handling painting the jars and baking them. So it's all really a labor of love.
Big operation. What do you do like with the labeling and the bottling of things? Did you do all that there?
We do it all there. We actually have little machines where each person processes kneading. The label onto the bottles by hand. We still do it all by hand. I know there's a truck that goes around and they bottle a lot of wines that people when they produce a lot. But we're constantly bottling year round because we do the fruit wine. So our big time is in May, where and then the blackberry and the peach that comes through the summer, and then harvest time is even bigger because we're bringing in a lot of grapes too. This year we brought in about 32 tons and. That was a big deal for us.
That's a lot of grapes.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm fortunate that my son wants to be part of the winery. So we've got a second winemaker, Caleb Evans, and my husband, Mike. They work together and like a tag team. So we're able to accomplish bringing in a lot more grapes this year.
Yeah. No, and it sounds like you're continuing to add things and you're growing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff, do you guys – what do you do about labeling and things like that? Do you all that right there on site?
All in-house. It's a piece of equipment, I guess, a bottling line, I guess we call it. And then we start out with empty bottles, and at the end there you've got the full bottles in the box. It's a hands-on process. But like I have my brother at one end, and I'll be at the other. And kind of a Lucy. I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Factory operation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's fun, and when all the equipment's working well, it works great. And sometimes it doesn't work so well, so that's when you have problems. But I mean, it's a good operation.
Yeah, I was just going to say that as we're talking about that, I'm sure it's just like everything. When it works, it's technology is terrific.
Like the little boy finger in the dike. You got to put a hole, your finger in one hole, then all of a sudden this one shoots out, and that kind of thing.
Lee, what about you with Burnley Vineyards? What are some of your things that you're known for?
Well, we do 15 different wines. I mean, we started off with two wines, and we've added wines over the years, and we have 15 different wines. So we make a little bit of everything, I guess, is our notoriety. We have dry whites, we have dry reds, we have some semi-dries, we have some dessert wines like chocolate raspberry, which is unusual. We make a spice wine that's based on the German Glühwein that you heat up in the wintertime. So we make a bunch of different things.
Do you have anything that's your favorite?
Well, I think of it more of like I match up wines with a meal or special occasions, like our peach wine we add sparkling wine to for like the holidays. And, so it just depends. I don't really have like one wine that I drink all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people that it seems like at the Fredericksburg Wine Fest, this would be a great chance to come and talk to some of you about what to serve during the holidays?
Yeah.
In any kind of – do you have any kind of hints for us?
Well, I mean, you start off with the basic of, red wine with red meat and white wine with white meat, and you just sort of bring your own personality into it. And experiment and find out what works for you because it's all individualistic. But, because everyone's taste is different.
Yeah, there's like traditional pairings, like you're saying.
And that's the starting point.
But it's all in what you like and what the atmosphere that you have. I mean, who you're with, what you're eating, where you're at. Those are more important than the actual pairings. There is some acidity levels in certain wines that go well with certain types of food. But
we're doing a unique pairing this weekend, which is our Halloween pairing with candy and fudge.
Ooh.
And we're going to have a candy shop there. And it matches real nice. There was a time we brought even Jeff over, and he helped us do a cheesecake pairing. And that turned out fantastic.
That was fun for me.
Yeah. So we're known for our cheesecakes,
later.
Too. And people don't think that cheesecake would actually go with wine, but a variety, you know, it just does, and it's unique.
See, boy, that's – go ahead.
Well, just talking about pairings, years ago, Wine Spectator had a list of pairings with sparkling wine, and the number one was Twinkies. So sometimes it's just
Twinkies.
Yeah, it's like I would never have Twinkies with sparkling wine, but sometimes, you know, you just got to be inventive with your pairings.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that with the Fredericksburg Wine Fest and just having you guys here and the same with the others. I mean, you're just all fun people to be around, and it seems like it's a laid back kind of atmosphere that, you know, I can ask you those kind of things.
Just an energy here, Ted. This is exciting.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
And you're creating it.
I mean, this is I think that we all work hard. There are stresses like bottling and stuff, but generally when we get together, it's all good times.
The Fredericksburg Wine Fest, it's November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center in Spotsylvania. FredericksburgWine.com. Lisa Wright, you told me months ago when you pitched this show and said we ought to do this, and you were absolutely right, because there is a lot of energy for this, there's a lot of history for this show, and this is with what wine means to the Commonwealth and all, to have all of this in one spot. This area is pretty lucky.
Absolutely. I mean, the energy and excitement is here, and you've got some of the best of Virginia right in your backyard, but instead of going to them, which is also a great weekend event, here's an opportunity for it to all come to your backyard and stay right here in Fredericksburg and sample some of the very best.
But you know, and there is something to be said, what Lisa just said about coming to you, because you can spend a day and go and hang out at Mattapani or at any of these places, and that's a unique experience in itself.
It is. We also have a picnic area like everybody else, and it's just wonderful that people just come out and they just hang out and talk. We have people coming out with frisbees and playing games out on the backfield. Mm-hmm. So it's brings the family together. It's real nice.
I see on weekends a lot of people will post things from on Facebook that mm-hmm. they've gone to different wineries, and it's very inviting and looks like a fun thing. Fredericksburg Wine Fest, November 4th and 5th. We're going to wrap this up when we come back. Jeff Heidig, Jeanette Evans, and Lee Reeder from three of the wineries that are involved there are here. And we will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Fredericksburg Wine Fest, November 4th and 5th at the Village at Town Center. FredericksburgWine.com, the website. Jeff Heidig, Jeanette Evans, and Lee Reeder, three of the wineries involved, are here along with Gary Everett and Lisa Wright. Jeff, you were telling me, I mean, you're three of the
Three of the wineries are represented here, but there's actually seven other additional companies that will be represented at the festival at the town center. We're fortunate to be at that location. There's ample parking, of course.
Yep.
But there's also a really nice grassy area in the back that allows for the good environment, picnic, you know, enjoying time and environment.
And if anybody hasn't picked up anything from anything, if the only thing they've picked up is you guys are a lot of fun to be with. So if you get you and seven others, and you figure you're going to have a good time. Gary Everett, you were telling me that besides this, and you mentioned earlier, I got a couple of things to ask you, but there's some classes also taking place.
Yes, we have Chef Stephen Hafner that will be doing some cooking with wine classes. He will not physically be cooking. He will just be talking about it, mm-hmm. What wines go with what foods, you know, when you're cooking. Then we have a total of 10 wineries, one meadery. We've got about 40 artisans and crafters, four food vendors. So there's plenty for people to do, you know, buy a bottle of wine, a three-pack, a case, whatever your heart desires. You can go over, you can cop a squat on a hay bale, listen to the band, eat and drink, and enjoy the day, or ride on the barrel train.
Which, are you going to drive it, Lisa?
I'm not driving anymore. That was a previous life.
That was a previous life. Gary answered, because we talked at the beginning. You mentioned about the breweries, the cideries, and the meaderies, and so it the the name is the Wine Fest, and that's the big thing. But there are, yes, like you say, there are other things tied to this.
Yes, with Christmas coming up, there are a lot of different artisans and crafters that have very unique items that they're selling, make nice Christmas gifts. So it's a multi-reason to come out and enjoy the festival.
And I personally always like finding a bottle of wine under the tree. So, you know, there, well, again, there, even better Christmas gifts.
Well, there we go. If Lisa Wright is on your Christmas list, right there. No, you can take care of things right before. What better way to take care of Christmas than the first weekend in November?
Exactly.
And it's all right there. We should also mention that you guys, and I don't know how long this is going to go for, but on CVTV, each night at 6, I know this week, that there are a number of you were together for a TV interview with Charles Thomas, I guess.
Yeah, the bulk of all of the wineries were present for that, and it will air every night this week at 6 p.m., and it goes into everything. A lot of what we discussed this morning, but just Virginia wine over the years, very informative.
Well, this is good stuff. The Fredericksburg Wine Fest, and Jeff Heidick with Lake Anna Winery, you're going to be there. You've been there, and you know the ropes and can show people around if necessary.
Hope to, yeah, just it's very inclusive and user friendly.
You guys must have a website. I didn't write any of this down, but
we do. www.lawinery.com. Okay. Appreciate you all coming out and visiting us anytime. We've got open 5 days a week.
Lake Anna Winery is it's not that far away, and the site of the Renaissance Festival fair that takes place in May in the early part of June. You take the Lake Anna Parkway, I guess is what that's called out there, and it's not too bad a drive to visit
here,
you.
25, 30 minutes or so.
Jeanette Evans with Mattapani. Where are you located? I didn't ask you that.
We're located there at Snell, so it's Thornburg exit.
Yeah,
we're about 4 miles off the exit. We have signs up now. You can also get it through the parkway going towards Lake Anna as well.
And the Native American flavor that you're able to bring to this and what you have there, just a great it's something to check you guys out.
Yeah, totally. Our website is mattapaniwinery.com, and a lot of the events that we go to are posted there. And we do, and we're known more and more for our pairing, so come out and enjoy that.
Lee Reeder with Burnley Vineyards, do they have internet yet over in Charlottesville?
We just got it. We're just getting phone service and internet out in the country, yeah. Our website is burnleywines.com.
And you will be there, and good chance to check out what you guys have to offer.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for coming, and
this is a
terrific event, and I'm glad we could emphasize it this morning. Lee Reeder from Burnley Vineyards, Jeanette Evans from Mattapani, Jeff Heidig from Lake Anna Winery, Gary Everett, Lisa Wright, thank you for organizing this, and Fredericksburgwine.com.
Thanks for hosting us. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.